So Wendy, at this point, would you change therapy?
I probably would not change therapy. And I think if you're, David said he was going to look for a kinase domain mutation, but looking in the blood with that kind of a molecular response, the chance of finding that is going to be zero, because you have to have at least 10% of your cells with the mutation to be able to detect it with the current techniques that we have for detecting mutation. And so if you're going to detect a mutation, maybe look in the marrow if you're going to look, but I think the chance of finding it is going to be very small with that kind of a major molecular response.
The bottom line, you keep them on nilotinib.
I would keep them on nilotinib.
So I want to bring the issue, if you're monitoring the patients by PCR, a PCR of 1% or less is roughly equivalent to a complete cytogenetic response. So this patient isn't there. But I think the reason David is presenting is probably I'm concerned that because he's young, he may be somebody who has a sudden lymphoid transformation. But you cannot predict those. And so in this patient at 1 year, I would repeat the bone marrow, repeat the cytogenetics to look for clonal evolution. I would still do a mutational analysis, although you're unlikely to find anything because he's in a complete cytogenetic response. Another point I want to make is the choice of the TKI. We are starting to see long-term toxicities with the second-generation TKIs, which are uncommon but bothersome. So we see people who have increased blood sugars on nilotinib, hypertension on the other TKIs, pulmonary hypertension with dasatinib, pleural effusion. With the ponatinib, you get vaso-occlusive disease. You have a higher-than-expected incidence of vaso-occlusive peripheral arterial, cardiac, and transient ischemic attacks with nilotinib and ponatinib. And I'm concerned that today we're very happy with the results, but 15 or 20 years from now, we could see something that resembles accelerated atherosclerosis. And so imatinib has not shown those side effects, and that may be an advantage in terms of the long-term side effects.
But bottom line, would you change him off nilotinib at this point?
I would repeat the bone marrow, and if he's in a cytogenetic complete response, I would not change the treatment.
Doug?
He's making me anxious, but most of the time I would continue him on the drug since he achieved a complete cytogenetic remission.
How do you define complete cytogenetic remission by PCR?
It's about a 2-log change, so somewhere around 1% is where most of the FISH tests go negative, or cytogenetics go negative.
So David, what happened?
So we did, at the same time we did this quantitative PCR, we did do a peripheral blood FISH, which still showed 3 out of 200 cells with the 922 translocation. So he's going to have a bone marrow biopsy this coming week. Had we not seen that and had the bone marrow been clean, I likely would have continued him on the nilotinib. Now I'm not so sure because he really, I mean, it's a low level, but it's a year into this and he really hasn't achieved a cytogenetic remission using FISH. Probably if you did it by metaphase karyotyping, he would have, but it just makes me a little bit nervous.
But the FISH can be falsely positive.
Absolutely.
Up to 2%.
I know.
I wouldn't worry about it that much.